This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got
5 on it. Yeah. It's 5 on it. That means some questions and stuff. Mark Grody's in for Layla. Rahimi and Harris is rolling along. The Cubs are in first place. The White Sox look better. They're not the worst team in baseball. They just took 2 or 3 from the Colorado Rockies. Everything is good in the world for now.
Number one. Michael Busch had a very productive weekend in the Cubs series win over the Cardinals, going 9-for-12 with 4 home runs and 6 RBI. Did Busch prove this weekend that he should be the Northsiders' full-time first baseman?
Every doggone day, Michael Busch, put him in the freaking lineup. He can hit. Let him hit lefties. Let's see what's really good. I'm like, stop with this. 9-for-12 over the weekend, batting over 500 last week on the homestand. You need that man's bat in your lineup. This is how do we fix this? How do we convince Craig Counsell to just roll that man out there every day? Michael Busch, his swing looks beautiful. His at-bats are beautiful. He draws walks. He looks good. Michael Busch, every day. He could play every game unless he needs a day off, then he could take a day off.
I think that Craig Counsell has obviously done a great job in deciding the spots in which he should use him against lefties. He did it on Saturday. He had a hunch, didn't he? Had a little hunch that Michael Busch might get to Mr. Liberatore, the lefty, and he hits a home run in that. I think that this has been the perfect, and we continue to have this conversation off the air. We had a pretty heated discussion about this earlier, if you want to check it out on the Odyssey Rewind app just a little while ago. But Craig Counsell has done a great job ramping him up to this moment, putting him in great positions to succeed, to the point where Marshall made a great case that Michael Busch should be an all-star. And if there is to be another alternate from the Cubs, it should be Michael Busch over Seiya Suzuki because of, in part, Craig Counsell putting Michael Busch in the right spots. Now, I do agree that Michael Busch has earned more time against lefties, and I'd like to see more of it. I don't necessarily need to see it the way you need to see it, and that is just let him go, let him play against every lefty, which might happen, but at this point, guess what? Craig Counsell has earned my trust.
We're back to this.
We're back to me doing this with
the mic. Okay, Anakin Skywalker.
He's earned my trust.
Number two,
Ben Brown.
Ben Brown made his first start since being sent down to AAA.
We got a box.
Sound like someone at like
John
Cedar
Point. John Doe has the upper hand now.
Oh, what a banana. Enjoy your ride.
John Doe has the upper hand now.
Okay. Number two, Ben Brown has made his first start since being sent down to AAA. Brown gave up two hits, including a solo home run, one walk, and struck out none over four innings. Should he be considered to replace Jameson Taillon now that he's on the IL with a calf strain after Craig Counsell said that he's going to miss
a pretty significant amount of time?
Where are we at on that 7 to 10 days that we were given?
That's a good
for the,
question.
For the trade? I believe we're past the 10.
Yeah.
We're now on day, it's day 15, I believe.
Did the alarm go off? Did the pick six alarm go off an extra time on the Molly and Haw show? Ding, 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 ding.
Listen.
Ding, ding, ding.
All I'm saying is.
What do you think?
I thought that we would have a pitcher on this team that was not in the Cubs organization by now. We don't. But clearly that's coming, right? And I'd be surprised. You can write this down, Grody.
Okay, here we go.
I would be surprised if the Cubs do not have a new pitcher on their team by the time they return to play after the All-Star break.
Somebody that's
a new starting pitcher from outside the organization.
Thank you.
Yes. A trade will be made.
A trade will be had.
A trade will should be had.
Be made.
Anyway.
Be made. Be had.
And so, I think it's okay to just leave Ben Brown where he is right now. You're only going to need one more bullpen game, right, between now and the All-Star break. So, I'm good with it. It's cool. Ben Brown doesn't need to come back up. Now, if we get through the All-Star break and the Cubs still don't have a fifth starter, I don't want to see the bullpen thing more than one more time.
Something needed to be fixed with Ben Brown, obviously.
Obviously.
So that was not the plan to put him down there, let him think about things, and then bring him back up. Do what the Cubs have done pretty well in the last 2 years. That is to figure out what is wrong and bring him back up eventually, and hopefully you will get better results.
Jordan Wicks now.
Jordan Wicks style. That's a great name to bring up. Jordan Wicks yesterday. 3 1/3, no runs, 3 hits. I don't think he gets another bite at the you're going to be the starter, give us 5 to 6 innings, at least not right now. But he very well could be the opener or the second pitcher after an opener, like a Pomerantz opens or a Flexen opens, and then Jordan Wicks is now in that territory. So, in other words, Marshall, I think you have another guy to add to a bullpen day, essentially, for the Cubs to fulfill that fifth starter spot.
Are you at all concerned that Ben Brown pitched 4 innings yesterday and didn't give up but a one run, but struck out nobody? Is that a concern? 12 outs recorded, no strikeouts?
I don't know if like concern is the word, but that's shocking. Because he like wakes up with 5 or 6 strikeouts, it feels like, even in his bad games.
I was a little caught off
guard
by
that. I didn't realize that.
That's why I'm here to tell you things.
Thank you. You are so damn informative, man.
I read a lot.
Yeah.
I watch a lot.
This guy. Is that Dave Chappelle on your shirt, by the way?
That is Dave Chappelle. Okay. Season 1, Episode 1, in my opinion, the greatest Dave Chappelle skit from Chappelle Show of all time.
What skit was that?
That is the blind white supremacist that Dave Chappelle plays in said skit.
God, that is
Season 1, Episode 1, and that's when people were like, "Oh, this show is going places."
Oh yeah, like it's a little irreverent. Like this is not like what you've seen. This isn't your and Saturday Night Live is irreverent. This ain't SNL.
Yeah, this is
kids.
A different level.
This is a different level.
Different level.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Did MLB get it right naming White Sox pitcher Shane Smith as an All-Star?
No, but they had to name someone. And we talk about how every team needs a representative, and I don't think they should change the rule. But I know some people are in favor of changing that rule where everybody would not get an All-Star. Do you know how embarrassing it would be if your team just didn't get an All-Star? If this rule were pulled away, right, and no longer had to have every team represented in the Midsummer Classic, we both know every year there'd be like between, let's say, 1 and 3 teams without an All-Star. How embarrassing would that be for your franchise if you didn't have an All-Star?
It would be embarrassing, but as I think about it, it is sort of Little League that everybody gets a participation trophy. Everybody's got to be represented. Like, it's a big boy. Well, like, I don't have a problem with everybody being represented.
I'm about to
but
say.
It is odd. It's odd that in a big boy league where guys are making millions and crazy money that we still have to do this to pacify every franchise and every player. They've got to have a representative.
It's a game for the fans.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's a game for the fan bases. And it ties everyone a little closer to the All-Star game, knowing that their team will be represented no matter what.
How about this texter right here? Is it not more embarrassing to get a pity invite to the All-Star game? That's a good question. I bet not. I bet those players that get to go, even if it is a pity invite, I bet they feel pretty good being at that All-Star game.
I watched Shane Smith in the clubhouse yesterday get presented and told he was going to the All-Star game by Will Venable. He did not look at all.
Wasn't a pity party.
It was not a pity party.
Wasn't embarrassed about going to the All-Star game. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, good point on the text line, 708. Even the Rockies have a better representative than the Sox. One reason Carson Kelly's not in the All-Star game is because everybody has to have a representative. I mean, Carson Kelly, after a little bit of a dip, has come back up to par and has looked good in recent games.
Yeah.
So, listen, they didn't get it right. It should have been Adrian Houser. And I know we only played nine games or eight. But he's been great. A sub-2 ERA as a starter. You mentioned what he did over the weekend.
Yeah, 8 shutout innings on the 4th of July.
So on a day where we celebrate fireworks, he allowed none. So I just think either him or Garrett Wilson, Mike Tauchman didn't play enough games, but I guess neither did Houser for being technical about this.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's a tough call, but I'm completely with you. I'm like, Shane Smith was the selection. He was the guy that we were talking about a month before the All-Star. The Sox, you know, this guy's heading to the – Steve Stone would come out here and tell us how great he is, and we all said it too. It just slumped off, and I don't think people were paying attention to that. I think people got a little bit lazy on that. Grody, did Steve Swisher deserve his All-Star selection for the Cubs? I don't remember Steve Swisher making the All-Star team, but I believe that he did. Is Brian LaHare the most random Cub to ever make? Because I think he was a required – if I'm thinking back correctly, Brian LaHare was a required All-Star selection the year. People right now listening understandably are actually saying, who the hell is Brian LaHare? That's right, Brian LaHare.
I just want to point something out to one of the texters who said that 773, everyone shouldn't be represented when it means something. They are playing for home field advantage for the World Series. They haven't done that since 2016.
Been a minute.
It's been almost a decade. That was from 2003 to 2016. Before that, they alternated.
It's been a Cubs World Series since that has been in play.
Yes. Oh, what about this text? 847, the Cubs should trade for Houser and Vargas.
Yeah!
That they can get Houser. They cannot get Miguel Vargas.
Because there's no way the Sox are going to give
Why
up Vargas.
Why would they trade a young guy they have club control over?
You put Vargas right in at third base, yeah? Would you? If he came to the Cubs?
In theory, maybe.
Yeah.
I like Matt Shaw's defense and his speed.
I think Matt Shaw ultimately is a baller. He just has that, the way he plays. Like we talk about, like the PCA style and all that, the hustle. Like he's got all that, man. The hitting is just not there yet.
Yeah, well, we had flashes of the hitting, but it didn't stay. It was only a flash, and that's part of the problem.
Right after he came back from the minors, I like the idea though that I hope he.
You don't
want
to do away with the automatic All-Star though, right?
No, I wouldn't do away with it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do away
with it. So we're in agreement on that.
Yeah.
But Houser's my guy. Who's your guy for the White Sox? Is it Smith or would you change it?
No, it's not Smith. I mean, the 9 ERA over his last 4 starts.
9.28.
I guess I'll go Houser.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with Houser.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Number four.
Five on It continues on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. Here's the question. Chicago Sky.
I like the Chicago Scar, though.
Chicago Scar.
Feature
Scar.
Consideration for a badass team name. Chicago Sky star Angel Reese has been named a WNBA All-Star Game reserve and had her fifth straight 15-rebound game after another tough loss to the league-leading 17-2 Minnesota Lynx. Reese was critical of WNBA refs after the Sky only had two foul shots through three quarters. This is what Reese said to reporters after the game.
It's tough when you talk to officials and I ask them, hey, we only shot two free throws. We've only been to the free throw line twice up into the fourth quarter, and she tells me it's not her job. I know it's frustrating because I know how hard we're battling inside, and I think that we came down and fought as hard as we could with what we had, and I just know that we continue to grow in this, and I think this is a leaping step for us, and obviously we know we can compete with the best, but that has to be fixed, and I don't give a damn if I get fined because that's cheap, and I am tired of this because I've been nice and I've been humble with it, but I am tired of this.
It's Angel Reese telling you how she really feels. Did Reese take the right approach here to get her message across to the WNBA?
Yep, and I hope she echoed that same message to her head coach, Tyler Marsh, first-year head coach of the Sky, because where are you, sir? Why are you not getting kicked out of games, fighting for your player, getting mauled? When I say she's getting mauled, she literally went on Twitter and she quote-tweeted a picture of her getting held around her waist by a player as she went up to get a rebound with two hands and said on the quote tweet, diabolical. Like, that's where we are. She's had her hair pulled on multiple occasions. It's crazy what's going on with Angel Reese. What's crazier is no one in the WNBA history ever had 15 rebounds in five straight games until she did it.
Good for you, Angel Reese. I liked that we got to see her boiling point. She's like, hey, I tried this. I tried to be nice about all this. I can't do it anymore, and it's a bold move. Yeah, she's going to get in a little trouble. Yeah, she's going to be fine, but guess what? Usually when players of note, star players, I suppose, at least notoriety-wise, when they speak out against the refs, while in the immediate it's going to hurt a little bit, it usually does work. It usually evens itself out. How many times have we seen that in the NBA when a coach, after usually a playoff game, Tom Thibodeau in Bulls lore would do that. Phil Jackson used to do that during the title runs. Just bit to the point where it was almost annoying. But guess what? Some of that works. And you got to work the referees. The referees are human beings as well.
Yeah, I think it's understandable that the refs miss calls. That happens. But it can't be on that big of a scale.
Can't be on that big of a scale.
On that big of a stage.
Amen.
Against that big of an opponent.
And she's right. She let it go for a while.
They had a legitimate chance. It was a one-point game at the half. A legitimate chance to knock off the number one team in the WNBA, but they couldn't get to the free throw line because they weren't getting the calls. Good on you, Angel Reese. Tyler, Coach Marsh, waiting on you to do your part to fight for your players' right to not get hacked and mauled down low.
Hear that?
Number five.
On Sunday, Shane Van Gisbergen won the Grant Park 165 for the second time. The New Zealander also won the inaugural Cup Series race at the Chicago Street Course in 2023. The future of the race remains unclear. This summer marked the final year of NASCAR's three-year agreement with the city of Chicago. Two-part question. Have you been a fan of the Chicago Street Race, and do you want it to come back?
Well, I've been a huge fan of the race, mainly because even though I work downtown in the Loop, I walk to work. It does not affect me as it does so many people on the road. I saw the streets were packed with everything getting pushed over, I guess, from about Lakeshore Drive on. But no, it's been great. I love that NASCAR fans are getting an up-close and personal look at racing here in Chicago. I love that it's different. It's not just left turn after left turn after left turn. And, you know, even Shane, who we had on the show last week and talking to him about racing through cities, it's fun for everyone, man. You know, NASCAR's not the only one doing this. F1's doing this. They're doing more of this. I would love to see an F1 race in Chicago downtown. Again, it doesn't affect my personal life as much as it does some other people who are commuting from far away. I like things that give fans an opportunity to, A, grow the sport, but also to see some of their favorites up close and personal.
I like it. I do. I think it showcases the beauty of our city almost better than any event that goes on here because of the aerial views and just... It's just so casual and beautiful to see these gritty race cars going 120 miles per hour or however fast they go, and then seeing these big, beautiful buildings in Chicago. So I don't know if there's ever been a sporting event that has showed off the city as well as it does. So just for that alone, I like it. And we're leaving out the inconveniences of this. I get it for a lot of people. They're pissed off about this, and it has caused them terror as far as the traffic is concerned. But I'm leaving that out. The only thing that, look, as a proud Chicagoan, I was embarrassed for NASCAR the previous 2 years because of the rain, and I get it. You can't control that. But I was so happy this year when literally after the race had ended, then the rain came down, which happened to be when I was taking a walk, by the way, Marshall, in our fine little area of the city. Of course, that's what I do.
South Loop.
And it started to rain, and I looked up and said, this is beautiful. And I'm seeing all the happy NASCAR people with their sponsorship jackets on and the little NASCAR couples, and everybody looked happy. So it made me feel good about our city. And by the way, that DePaul car... Badass. The badass DePaul racing car.
If you could see the physical exertion when Mark says the word badass.
I'll take that automobile.
All right, bonus question. Would you believe me if I told you that Mark Grody was right about Chuck E. Cheese's versus Chuck E. Cheese? Robbie, what do you have?
What?
So there's a texter, 708. He said Grody is correct. It was Chuck E. Cheese's until 2019. So I was like, all right, let me do my research. I went on the old Wikipedia machine. Ugh. Showbiz Pizza Place, Inc. was renamed to Showbiz Pizza Time in 1990, renaming every location Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza, and it was shortened to Chuck E. Cheese's in 1994, and then was changed to Chuck E. Cheese in 2019.
Well,
Mark Grody, you were correct.
The nieces and nephews have been totally redeemed. I'm a little upset to hear, though, that they weren't adding an unnecessary S. I was so proud.
I can change this Wikipedia thing like right there. I can just change
it. Anybody can do it. Anybody can do it, Mark.
Anybody can edit it. All right. Hey, I'll take a little Mark is Right segment during the five on it. I'm cool with that.
Well, we didn't say you were
that
right.
I thought I was kind of right.
You were definitely right.
Yeah.
In that one thing.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
Today.
I always thought it sounded very, it was hard to say that. Chuck E. Cheese's. I didn't.
Yeah, that's why they shortened it to just Chuck E. Cheese
right.
in 2019.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.